And how about you guys collectively now? Obviously, you have to play the waiting game here and see if 20 out of 22 backups can win for Kansas City against San Diego. But what are your thoughts managing to stay alive until the late games today?
We believe. You know, stranger things have happened. And even coming into the end here, everything might be falling into place for us. So that's kind of where we're at. We're a hopeful team that might sneak into this thing and might make a run.
The fans were reacting to all the scores and highlights on the Jumbotron. Was that going on the sidelines as well, or were you guys pretending to not notice?
We were watching. I mean, we were watching. If guys tell you they weren't watching, they're liars. So, no question we were watching. And, you know, it was amazing last week. Things just fell into place. We're kind of hoping things do this week, too.
Right, if they don't, does that make it that much more frustrating with Kansas City?
If it doesn't, you know, we understand why it won't work out. You can't start out 2-6 and expect good things to happen. But, you know, this team fighting back 6-2 in the second half, it's pretty cool, and I'm proud to be a part of them.
Is there a feeling like the way that things came together for the second half, you kind of don't want to end with the way things could go in the offseason, you want to keep it together?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we feel like we're playing good ball right now, and, you know, if we were able to sneak in, it would be exciting.
Brett, what do you think of the Chiefs sitting so many starters? You guys have had that position before, I guess, too.
Yeah, you know, it's their coach's decision how he wants to go into his playoffs. And, you know, but, hey, we sat a bunch of guys, you know, one year when we went up to Buffalo and were able to get a win. So maybe that'll happen out there in San Diego.
PK, can you talk about what kind of takes you, what's going through your mind as you're coming out of the tunnel there for the game? Is it any different because of the circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, I told, you know, the front, my guys in the D-line room that it's always different. You know, this will be the last time, you know, that we get to stand together in that spot with these group of guys. And because the way the league is, it changes every year. You change no matter what. So, you know, it was emotional there, but I'm just proud to be a Steeler and proud to have helped finish this thing strong.